Let's get the news in full now from Brian Jennings.
St. Patrick's Day travel arrangements for ministers are being discussed by Cabinet today. Ministers are expected to visit almost 40 locations under plans being put forward by the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Taoiseach will stress to Cabinet this morning that the US visits are particularly important this year, given the necessity to build partnerships with political leaders at federal and state level. In America, ministers will be expected to emphasise the mutually beneficial Ireland-US economic relationship, valued at over €1 trillion per annum. Ireland is the seventh largest source of foreign direct investment in the US, with approximately 115,000 people employed by the top 10 Irish employers across 50 states. As things stand, there has not been confirmation from the White House of the Taoiseach's traditional Patrick's Day visit. However, government figures insist this is not irregular, as the visit is typically finalised close to March 17th.
And later today, Mr. Harris will join an emergency meeting of EU trade ministers via video conference to respond to US President Donald Trump's imposition of tariffs on European steel and aluminium imports. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has condemned the tariffs and promised firm and proportionate countermeasures, but the Commission has yet to confirm any retaliatory course of action. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
EU trade ministers will take stock of Donald Trump's executive order to place 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminium products entering the US, including some 3.7 million tonnes of European steel exported last year. In the European Parliament yesterday, EU Trade Commissioner Maros Šefčovič said the Commission was still assessing the scope of the measures, which he said were bad for business, worse for consumers and harmful to the global trading system. In a statement, Simon Harris said he agreed with Mr. Šefčovič that retaliation should not be the EU's preferred scenario. He said his priority was to protect the interests of Irish and European businesses, workers and consumers from unfair tariffs and to avoid an escalation of tit-for-tat duties. Mr. Harris said the EU should be looking to strengthen a deeply integrated relationship, not place further obstacles in the way of trade flows. After President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium in his first term, the EU imposed retaliatory tariffs on products like denim, orange juice, bourbon and Harley-Davidson motorbikes. Under a deal with the Biden administration, those tariffs were suspended. However, the suspension expires on March the 1st, at which point the Commission could reimpose the tariffs, this time at 50%. That remains an option for the European side. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Arab countries are reported to be working towards getting a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas back on track. Yesterday, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared to back President Trump's call for the ceasefire to end unless all hostages were released on Saturday afternoon. Hamas said it would delay the next scheduled release of hostages, claiming that Israel had violated the terms of its agreement, something Israel has denied. Egypt said it will present a comprehensive plan for the reconstruction of Gaza that will not involve the displacement of Palestinians. It follows the plan announced by President Trump for the US to take over Gaza, forcibly evict the entire population and make neighbouring Arab countries house the displaced people. Russia has dismissed as nonsense an offer by the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to exchange territory in any future negotiations. The deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, said his country had shown that it could achieve peace through strength. In an interview with The Guardian, Mr. Zelensky said that parts of Russia's Kursk region held by Ukraine could be swapped for Ukrainian territory occupied by Russia. Mr. Zelensky will attempt to secure further military funding for his country from the US later this week when he meets the US Vice President J.D. Vance at a security conference in Munich. ESB Networks has confirmed it has now restored electricity to all customers whose power was cut by Storm Éowyn. The last of the subscribers to be reconnected had been without supply for almost 3 weeks. The storm resulted in almost 770,000 homes, farms and businesses losing power. ESB Networks is advising the public to remain vigilant to the possibility of low-hanging wires. It said people should keep away from them and report them to the company immediately. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dull today with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, mainly in Connacht and Munster. Elsewhere, it'll be drier and there may be bright spells. Highest temperatures will range from 5 to 8 degrees.